CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Chifiwa Chivengwa. Chifiwa, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
These are devastating numbers.
Absolutely. They are devastating. We have been talking about this type of numbers, for quite some time. We've been warning that, the restrictions are not going to be helpful for the recovery of tourism sector. And pretty much we're starting to see this number trickling in. We're starting to see the devastation. The interesting part about this is that, we did present some numbers yesterday at Portfolio Committee on Tourism in Parliament. And we have been warning that unless if we protect the supply side of tourism, there may not be, any tourism facilities left when we go and create demand, both locally and internationally. So these are devastating numbers. And we're going to continue to have numbers that look like this. Because I've been monitoring for January, it's not looking good because the restrictions were still there. February as well hasn't been, looking promising as well. So it's a tough time ahead. And hopefully, at some point we will get certainty in terms of the regulations.
So how do you protect the supply of tourism in order for these venues across the spectrum to remain open? Because that's my fear, that if you have companies, guest houses, lodges, accommodation venues, restaurants, all losing this amount of money in one calendar year, those owners will have no choice but to shut down.
We need to look at the government guarantee loan scheme, which has been put out there, and the uptake of it, it was only 18 billion when the president announced during the State of the Nation address. Now, we do know that, that government guarantee loan scheme is not conducive, or the conditions are not conducive enough for tourism businesses to be able to access it. So we need to really look at those rules. So I'm glad that the president have announced, because we have been advocating for that through, NEDLAC and other social partners there, to say that, we have to make sure that businesses are able to access that. That will help us in ensuring that the supply side of tourism can have some cash to be able to stay afloat. And again, if we look at it from the short-term perspective, it's not going to be good for tourism. Our recovery is going to take medium to long term. And therefore, when the loans are being advanced to the tourism businesses, it has to be, with that view of saying that, we're going to recover, medium to long term. The same discussion, we're having with the banks, because if you have these businesses that are unable to meet their debt obligation, and if the banks are trying to close these businesses or trying to seize these properties, no one is going to be buying that because there is no demand out there. There has to be a relief coming from that side of the private sector as well, to say that, we're going to give you payment holidays. We're going to make sure that, you stay afloat. We're going to advance you some short-term loans and so forth and so on, so that, we can be able to stay afloat. The most important people in this whole equation is our employees, because they're sitting at home without any jobs. At least now we've got UIFTS program that have been extended until the 15th of March. But you can imagine someone who was earning a healthy salary, depending on the TS program, which is not enough to pay for education for their children, let alone pay for the bond, let alone paying for food and everything else, that is, required in the household. So it's tough times. And every day we get calls from people, owners, some of them have committed suicide. Some of them will have to be talking to them to say, look, the situation is going to get better. But, we need to bring in some sort of certainty. And this is what we've been talking about. If we have the situation of start and stop, we're going to have the results that you were talking about. We're going to have the results coming from, the restaurants and everywhere else to say that, it's no longer viable to do business. And it's happening now in accommodation.
Unfortunately, Chifiwa, that starting and stopping will certainly seemingly continue. Scientists are expecting a third wave and possibly even a fourth wave before we have enough of the population receiving vaccines in order for population immunity, as the president calls it, to be effective. I mean, I'm looking at the figures that Stats SA provided, comparing the month of July, August, September. against the base price of 2015. That is a constant that they use as a base. Restaurants and coffee shops had a 72% decline in revenue in July of 2020. That improved slightly to 60% decline in August, 55% in September. And those are the tail end of the winter months. We know that the sector ordinarily struggles anyway during the winter months. If you add a third wave, possibly in South Africa, that will result in more restrictions, it's going to be yet another blow for the sector.
No, absolutely. And hence we have started conversations about, you know, how do we prepare ourselves as a country for the third wave so that we don't have the same instruments that we've been using to control, you know, the spread of the virus being used again, because we know that they are not good for business and they're not good for employment. And we've been saying that if after a year plus, we go back to using the blunt instruments of saying, you know, you can't drink alcohol, you can't travel like this, like that, whereas we know that there hasn't been, you know, many cases that are linked to that. And I'll give you an example. I was reading an article, you know, from the Guardian in the UK saying that there is no scientific proof that, you know, crowding at the beaches, you know, it's a super spreader event. Nothing at all. And they've studied this. They've put the report out. So, again, we need to make sure that when we make this decision, they are well-informed decision, and we adopt a smart, you know, lockdown restrictions. They shouldn't be as blunt as we used to have. If we use the same things more than a year plus later, it means that we are not preparing ourselves, you know, to make sure that the economy runs while we save lives.
We'll hold it there. Really, really devastating news there. CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, thank you very much to you, Chifiwa Chivengwa.